We have Karen Tostado on the line with us as well via Skype. We are partaking in the UnitedWeStrike.com's strike, man. This is it. We're not doing anything today. We're not contributing to the system. We are peacefully non-complying. We're pushing back. I dedicated this hour to her cause because it's an absolute wonderful cause. I just want to make sure, before I get into talking about a few of the topics that I'd like to talk about tonight, I want to make sure Karen's on. Karen, are you here?
I am here, Charlie, and happy to be so.
Oh, you're nice and clear. So, and I understand you have a couple other folks joining you well via Skype. We have a couple guys from New Zealand. Is that right?
Oh yeah.
Well, yeah. There he is. It's hard to keep him down. This is Vinny Eastwood of the Vinny Eastwood Show in New Zealand. Vinny, why don't you go ahead, and you'd be much better at introducing yourself to Charlie and his listeners.
I probably would be. unlike a lot of truthers, I kind of try to base my show specifically on the really hilarious aspects of the New World Order system trying to kill us all. And you'd be surprised how much stuff there is to laugh about. You know, I always look on the lighter side of genocide, as I say, and I'm pretty much the only person in New Zealand who's really trying to push this sort of truth issues and talking about the conspiracies openly on air. And that's both a blessing and a curse, because it means that I'm... incidentally, incredibly ashamed of my countrymen. Out of the 4 million people in New Zealand, there's only one guy doing it. You know? Absolutely ashamed. You know? But it could be worse.
Vinny, very nice to meet you. You know, take your shame and multiply that by, you know, 300 million, and we have the same very number of very few elites running our country in oblivion. So welcome to the program. You know, if you're listening and you'd like to join in the chat room, go to wideawakenews.com, click on the Wide Awake radio link. You can join in the chat. And, you know, we still have three lines that are available. We're tying up one with Karen and with Vinny. So they're on Skype. We can take calls at 877-342-6673. We want to know what you're doing. We want to know how you're participating. I know when you were on the program Wednesday, Karen, we had, 30 or 40 states reporting in that they were going to, there was people in these states who were going to take part in this three-day peaceful non-compliance, in this pushback. You know, I've said for some time now, I said in the United States, and Vinny, you can testify to what's going on in New Zealand, but in the United States, civil unrest has truly begun. The mainstream media has no desire whatsoever to let the masses know what's going on, but, you know, we started here in this country with the fat, soft, lazy target first, and that is this big, corrupt union scheme. Now, I say that because there is corruption in the union, there is corruption in government, and all corruption needs to be weeded out, all corruption needs to be prosecuted, and these perpetrators need to be just that perp walked. But going after the people of the union is an absolute dastardly, cowardly way to start this ball of austerity rolling. And we've seen it starting here in the United States, in Wisconsin, Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, and so forth. We've seen it in California, Karen, out there with you. The idea that it's going to stop at the unions is an absolute joke. The austerity is coming. We have to pay for these wars. And, guys, I have a headline that I pulled for this show tonight. Cameron, Obama, and Sarkozy have vowed to fight Gaddafi to the end. What started out as an attack on a sovereign nation to provide cover for a bunch of so-called peaceful protesters so they could have a color revolution inside of Libya, you know, we were going to provide what? We were going to provide air cover. We were going to provide an umbrella so so-called democracy could flourish. And there was no talk of regime change. In fact, it was exactly the opposite. You know, we weren't supposed to take sides. But in the pop culture mentality, in the 24-hour news cycle with 30-second sound bites, that has turned in a matter of a few weeks, just as Fukushima and the nuclear disaster there has lost any traction in the mainstream media, so has the story of invading a sovereign country and toppling a government that we up until now have supported, at least for the last half a decade, because they're, you know, we were told they were a partner on the war on terror.
Oh, yeah.
But today it leaks out in the news that no longer is it going to be a let a peaceful protest happen, let the democracy reign, we're just going to provide air support. The true intention comes out, and I'll stop talking, Vinny, because I know you're trying to get in there. The true intention comes out. It's all about regime change. It's all about securing the supply lines so the oligarchy can keep their profit margins intact and can keep control of the world's energy. Vinny, Karen, go ahead.
You're entirely correct there, and Gaddafi's actually more or less a 9/11 truther. Talked about how the Saudi Arabian terrorists, quote-unquote, i.e. CIA agents, were trained and equipped by the U.S., it was a self-inflicted wound. It becomes pretty obvious for anybody who has a modicum of intelligence that when you have a barbecue in your backyard, not only does the grill not melt, but the barbecue doesn't explode into particleized dust, right? But Gaddafi, interestingly enough, when he... he decided that he would nationalize the oil and give all the profits back to the people.
That's right.
Oh, we can't have that. We've got to support some freaking rebels. And you know what? Iceland has now told the banks to go pound sand, quote unquote. And so I think the U.S. is now going to invade its first white country since the 40s. And, you know, they're going to finance those dangerous Icelandic rebels.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. As a matter of fact, I do believe Europe was using some laws in the 9/11 in the Patriot Act type legislation that has invaded Europe as well to try to secure these assets from Iceland. And you know what? If they keep going down this road of demanding sovereignty and demanding, that their liberty be left alone, and you know they decide that they're not going to pay off the banksters, that is the only outcome for them. But it won't matter, Vinny. It won't matter, Karen. If this happens, it'll be explained in the news that somehow these 300,000 people that live on in Iceland were somehow they were part of the war against the United States and against the. Against the European continent. They're part helping Al-Qaeda, and we will invade. We will invade, seize our assets, and we'll say the people want to go further into debt, and these evil leaders in the halls of government in Iceland are not allowing the people to go further into debt like they want to. And unfortunately, I don't know about New Zealand. I can't speak for New Zealand, but I can certainly speak to the United States. You know, all it's going to take is beat the drums of war against a country like Iceland, against a country like Mexico, Canada. It doesn't matter. You know, the propaganda machine is in full force. And unfortunately, after years and years and years, decades of a mainstream media that is on board with manipulating the minds of the people of a country, it will absolutely work. Karen?
You know, it is just so totally unacceptable, and in every country. And I was so heartened. I really want to shout out to all of your listeners, Charlie, because on Wednesday night when I was there, I'm sure it was one of your listeners, I think that you know who he is, who actually got into Alex Jones and was able to plug the strike and the marathon. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This is growing. And when you asked for countries, too, I thought, well, now Vinny's going to be on tomorrow night. He has a program. And actually, Vinny, I'd like you to now, if you would, please introduce your producer to us, too. So folks understand we are global. And here you go with more voices from New Zealand.
Yeah, we've got my somewhat fabulous producer, Mr. Mitch Santel. And he's been in the radio game for quite some time. He's absolutely obsessed with talk radio, and I don't know, sometimes he just needs to be tased because he just can't be stopped. Mitch, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. I'd like to give everyone, if I may, Kieran, just a 60-second overview of what happened to the media business in America and why this is happening.
No. Of course. Sorry, I was just thinking, you know, you are totally fabulous, and after sitting here for like 3 months working at this, I'm totally flabulous, but I'm all ears. Go ahead, Mitch.
No worries. Well, I've been a talk radio junkie since I was 6 years old, and I've been an independent radio producer for about 16 years. And basically, folks, what happened is this. In 1996, Bill Clinton signed the Telecommunications Act. We watched America from 1996 to 2010 go from 83 media companies down to four. That's right. Everyone listening to this broadcast right now, you only have four sources in mainstream media that are getting the story out. And during that time, Karen, it was a major disinformation campaign. But now it's become something that's even worse, something that's even more evil, something that is out of freaking control. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you what it is. It's out of control because now they're simply not reporting anything. The reports that we're getting on things like Fukushima, radiation going to the United States, the amount of U.S. troops that have committed suicide since Iraq and after 9/11, the amount of chemtrails that are in the air, the amount of fluoride that's – they don't need to send any American to a FEMA camp, ladies and gentlemen, because at the end of the day, it's an all-out assault on the truth.
Yeah, well, I've got a tent set up in my backyard. It's my own little personal FEMA camp, you know, and I've got like about, you know, knee-high barbed wire, a little miniature FEMA camp, you know.
And but the kids in the neighborhood, do you babysit?
No. Not yet. I'm not trusted by the majority of people to babysit because I'm not a pedophile like most of the Child Protective Services. I came across a very interesting realization the other day, is that the reason why people can't believe the stuff that we talk about is because it's the truth. If it was just a lie, then they would swallow it really quickly.
Yeah, Vinny, you're absolutely right. As a matter of fact, I put out a commentary piece yesterday because occasionally I get comments from people watching my videos or listening to the radio program saying, you know, this alternative media set has been talking about crisis and collapse for the last couple years, you know, since 2008 in my case. And we keep saying the collapse, the crisis. Well, when's it going to happen? And in this video, I said, you know, if you don't see this, man, if you don't see this right now, if you don't see the collapse ongoing, the crisis accelerating and the further decline of this empire here in the United States and in the West altogether, then there's nothing that we can do for you. If you don't realize that we are in a no-win situation that is spiraling out of control, then you're truly, truly, as your producer so eloquently stated, we are locked into the mainstream media. They're spinning fantasy into reality. You know, it's lost on most people. Most people that you bump into in your day-to-day life, that the Gulf oil disaster, this isn't even a year old. This isn't even a year old, the worst oil disaster in the history of the planet. And it's already forgot about. Heck, you know, this far worse than Chernobyl nuclear disaster is almost forgot about by the average person in the West because of the way we've been trained to digest news. And as your producer reported, you know, most of the mainstream media, 80 or 90% of the information you get to disseminate is 100% corporate owned and controlled. And they set the tempo for what you will hear and what you won't hear.
Yep, absolutely. And if people want to know when the big crisis is happening, when the eugenics kill-off is happening, I got two words for you. In progress. Okay?
That's bad. You know, we had Michael Shaw from Agenda 21 on. Well, he said that Agenda 21, which is also Sustainable Development and ICLEI, and there's another term now. I've been doing like six things at once and forgot. But all of this is toward getting a global population of 1 billion people. And if you look around you, folks, if they're not after your neighbors, they're after you.
Yeah, you're totally right. And
right.
Here's the other piece.
Ahead,
by the way, I saw your video, and I want to personally applaud you about telling people that if they're not awake now, they're never going to be awake. So I want to applaud you for making that video. I watched it last night.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Mitch.
Yeah, it means a lot to me because here's the dirty little secret, ladies and gentlemen. When I moved to New Zealand, which will be 4 years ago this July, I thought I was just going to have a nice new life, and my wife had beat breast cancer, thank God, and we were bringing our young kids here. but I'll tell you, the level of lies and deception in New Zealand is just as bad as America, and it's even worse right now because they're passing laws without even the public's approval. They're just quietly doing it. This week they passed a law, just so all of you know, in the Northern Hemisphere, that basically allows any ISP for any circumstance whatsoever to cut your internet for up to 6 months off.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. And something tells me they're going to use it specifically to target people who use the internet to get the truth out. That's my assumption, and I could be wrong, but I certainly I hope I am.
I don't think so.
I think that the more cynical I get, and the more outrageous predictions, like I basically make a worst case scenario prediction, and you know the worst part about that is the reality is even worse than my worst case scenario.
It's amazing. They keep rising to new lows.
It's the lighter side of genocide.
Karen, I want to thank you for introducing me to Vinny, because I he cracks me up. This guy, you know, he's talking about very serious issues, but it's absolutely awesome that we have someone in this community that can lighten the heart a little bit with humor. So, Vinny, I appreciate your sense of humor, and I appreciate your tongue-in-cheek gallows humor, because it is greatly needed in this time that we live.
Well, you know, like I say, man, if you lose your sense of humor in this time of great chaos and madness, you'll go, quote-unquote, effing nuts. And quite frankly, I think that maintaining your sanity is one of the most effective things that you can do to make yourself an effective truther, an effective patriot. If you are laughing about stuff that really, just on a chemical basis alone, endorphins, they make you happier, they keep you healthier, they keep your blood pumping, your oxygen supply running out, oxygenates the blood. It's actually really good for you to laugh. And the people who really kind of pioneered the type of dark comedy that I use, people who have inspired me, like people like Bill Hicks, George Carlin, they talk about all this bad Shiite Muslim that's going on in the world right now, and you just basically got to laugh. And it's the thing about craziness, is that craziness is absolutely hilarious. And if you look, when I look around at the world around me, I see nothing but craziness, and it cracks me up to no end.
Well, and you know, with all of the different hosts and everything that we've had on today, Charlie, including you, I'd like to just put in that we're all radioactive in more ways than one, and it's good to be here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I'm happy to...
Go ahead, man.
Please continue. Please continue, Vinny.
Oh, well, I was just going to say, you know, I'm going out to a big dance party tonight, and it'll be interesting to see how many of the clubbers glow in the dark.
Vinny and Mitch, I'm getting from the chat room, I'm getting a lot of people asking for you guys to join in the chat. I don't know if you're in there or not, but if you're not, I mean, go over and join them if you can.
WideAwakeNews.com,
and the second tab is WideAwake Radio. If you click on that, you can enter the chat room as anonymous, or you can fill it out and get a username in there. Karen, are you in there tonight?
No, I'm going to see if I can get in now. I've had, I'm on Skype in chat. I'm Skyping in the United We Strike room. I'm posting things in Facebook. I'm a little slow at this, but I'll see if I can.
Well, I was listening to your program before this one started, so I want to commend you on... You know, you've been at this all day, right? 4 a.m. is when you started this, 4 a.m. West Coast time?
Well, actually, it started at 4 a.m. Pacific, but I didn't join till 6:30 a.m. Pacific. But Rick, the Iron Man producer, is still producing from the U.K., and he started over there at 12 o'clock U.K. time, and I think now it's around 2 o'clock or so. So we do have really dedicated core people in this movement, and it's a pleasure to be here, and we wouldn't be here without Rick. So we call him the Iron Man because he's got staying power.
Yeah.
All right, and that's Rick in the UK. If you're listening, thank you for all your hard work. I can't stress enough how honored I am to have you here for this hour simulcasting with me, with the Wide Awake audience, because it is important, Karen. I truly believe this 2011 is going to be what initially maybe 6 or 8 months ago I thought 2012 was going to be, which was a year of earnest civil unrest and earnest pushback. I don't believe it's going to take another year for this to happen. I think events are culminating. I think the debt crisis is going to end with the collapse of the U.S. dollar, the world reserve currency, within the next 6 to 8 months. And I think the fact that we've seen doubling and tripling, quadrupling in commodities such as food, and we see oil without a demand literally skyrocketing, is going to make the perfect storm. And this time we need to, you know, unlike 2008, which basically took the country off guard, you know, at least this go around we have an army out there, literally. You know, maybe there's only a million out of 300 million in this country who are awake, but they are a very boisterous crowd, and we need to, get the word out there that this go-around, when this collapse occurs this time, we want to have a say in what's done. We want to have a say in who's held responsible, and we want to have a say in how the damage can be rectified. All right, hang on the line. We're going to take our one and only break. We'll be right back with more whatever. All right, guys, welcome back to Wide Awake Radio. It is a simulcast. We have Karen Tostado, as well as Vinny and Mitch, who are now in the chat room. If you're listening and not in the chat, head on over to wideawakenews.com, click on the Wide Awake Radio link. I think we have most of our bugs worked out as far as getting into the room. Karen, give us a rundown how the day has progressed so far, what's coming up for the next 2 days.
Well, so far, it's gone really well. I mean, we have had such great information. Anybody who doesn't know about Agenda 21 and Michael Shaw, Charlie, that's a great guest for you to have on because it affects us all globally. We've also heard from Rosalind Peterson, who talked about chemtrails. We are, again, going to hear about Margellans tomorrow at 7 a.m. We've got a simulcast coming up next with Kendra Arneson. On UnitedWeStrike.com, you can listen live there. As a matter of fact, I'll put some more links in the chat where people can go. It's also going to be on RepublicBroadcasting.org. We have tomorrow coming up all day long again. We've got it jam-packed starting at 4. If people speak German or know people over in Europe, we're starting there. Then we're going to hear from Dr. Lorraine Hurley. She is on Morgellons. Then we go to Japan with Indy and Asia. Indy lives about 60 miles from the reactors. We're going to get an inside look at that, and hopefully we'll be able to connect with Andre Shepard, who is an American military man asking for asylum in Germany because the war is a hoax. Then we'll hear about Under the Weather with Bonnie Hogue and Cindy Pakulis, who also tell us what is falling on us every day, what to do about it, what they've found out. Then we're going to listen to Mike Montage on A Perfect Economy. We're going to hear Clint Richardson from the Corporation Nation. I'd really like him to touch on why we allow 32 dual citizens to be in power in the United States government. Hal Anthony will be there. We've got Charles Irwin from American Freedom Books. We've got the assemblies. We're going to have other Patriot hosts. We're going to have Travis McCauley and Mark Anderson, Mike Chambers, Hal Anthony, Dr. Horowitz, James Burns, Vinnie Eastwood, and Mitch. And on Sunday, we've got from Ireland, Daryl O'Day. We've got Vicky, who was just on. They're going to talk about different countries facing the same IMFers in the background with a MERS mortgage and all that. Then we have fun on Sunday. We've got Musicians for Freedom with Charlene Holt. We're going to have live music on Sunday for a couple hours. We got some surprise UK broadcasting coming up. We'll have live music from Voodoo Stingray. We're going to have Steve Phillips, who is from the Netherlands, who does music that is very current, kind of reminds me of Beatles music. Then we'll have a two-hour interview playing songs with Poker Face. Then, again, some music with Charlene Holt, and we will take it out with You Have Tread on Me, Randy Mack, and David Grant. So we have a full
good
weekend
grief
planned, folks.
I guess you do. You absolutely do. And guys listening out there, more not in the chat room listening, all this will happen, and you can hear it all live. If you go to UnitedWeStrike.com, scroll down the page, you see the player, United We Strike Radio, and you can click the player and sit and tune in live. Karen, I might join you, if it's all right, in that Kendra Arneson coming up next. I might sit in and and join you on that, either, you know, speaking or just sitting there listening. I'll definitely be listening. But
that'd be great.
Very, very interested to. Yeah, that'd be. Yeah, I agree. I would love to talk to her. I'd love to get the. I would love to get a perspective from somebody who's head down there living through this literal hell. Mitch, I've got a message here from Karen that you wanted to deliver some stats. I want to give you the floor for a minute. I do have some callers lined up after that. So, Mitch, go ahead. If you have some information you'd like to share, please do so.
Yeah, I just wanted to do this really quick because there's so much information that we're getting in New Zealand right now that they don't get in the States. And for those of you who are listening to this broadcast worldwide, wherever you are, be aware there is a tremendous amount of censorship that is going on. So I wanted to give some interesting statistics regarding U.S. military in the United States right now. And I'm not doing this to scare anyone on this show. I'm doing it to get the truth out, okay? So right now in the state of California, there are 1,077 illegal immigrants crossing the border every 24 hours.
There's what?
1,077 illegal aliens are crossing the California border from Mexico every 24 hours.
Wow.
You know,
that reminds me of Stephen Fry, you know the comedian. He did a tour along the U.S.-Mexico border, and there's like, I don't know, a couple of miles of the border that are like real heavily fenced in. They've got trenches and all of that, but the rest of the like 1,000+ miles or something is just like this small creek that's called the Rio Grande. No. Seriously, a child with a skipping rope could cross that.
Yeah, absolutely. And think about this. Think about this, guys. I mean, here we are. We're sitting in North Africa right now, you know, lobbing $600,000 cruise missiles into Libya. You know, the United States is currently involved in its longest military engagement in history in Afghanistan. You know, countless thousands and hundreds of thousands of people dead in the name of fighting the war on terror. But Mitch's stat he just quoted should spell it all to you. Has nothing to do with securing our borders and keeping us safe from the terror-loving terrorists. If that were the case, we wouldn't have 1,077 people walking across the border into California in a 24-hour time period. So for one second to think that all this money's being expended in order to keep us safe, in order to keep terrorism at bay, it's an utter and absolute joke and a canard.
Now I'd like to give you the stat for the entire southern United States. May I?
No. Absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay, so it's 1,077 for California.
But I wanted to let you know that for the entire southern border of America, it's 8,000
digital.
That was
we're kind of going digital there, Mitt.
That was Megatron, ladies and gentlemen.
Megatron's on our side.
Yeah. Well, in fact, that reminds me, like, the New World Order's kind of like Megatron, you know? It's like, if you've seen the new Transformers movie, he says, "Is the survival of our race not worth a single puny human life?" And then Optimus Prime says, "You'll never stop at one." That's exactly what the New World Order's like, you know? They're incremental little flibbity gibbet schisms of whatever the heck they're trying to justify. They say, oh, we're just going to do a little bit. But we know for a fact, via their modus operandi, which we can observe pretty easily, unless, of course, you're living under a rock, that they're going to take and take and take. And it's like, it's almost as if amoral behavior, like Michael Moore said, and I'm not saying I agree with everything Michael Moore says, but amoral behavior breeds amoral behavior. And it's like it's filtering down from the top. And have you noticed that a lot of low-level people, you know, that are sort of serving the establishment or just going along with the agenda or whatever, they turn into these real evil little scumbags, don't they? You know? They sort of amalgamate. And again, the Transformer sort of thing works because we've got the military-industrial complex and the medical-industrial complex and the political and the banking system and the financial industry, and they're all like this enormous, gargantuan Megatron Transformer that is basically conspiring inexorably to wipe out mankind.
Absolutely. Mitch, do we have you back? Megatron?
No, okay, Megatron's
I was asking because
Megatron's
room,
mega gone.
The room was demanding the room. Sorry about that, Vinny. The room was demanding more stats. And you know what I'm going to do since we, you know, this is going very, very quickly. I want to get the callers who've been holding on the line. I do want to ask or answer Centerville in the chat room had asked the question, Charlie. How do I show solidarity when I work for a good company and they take care of their employees? And Karen, in about 30 seconds, I want you to answer that because this isn't about going after the mom and pops or the good companies. You know, but unfortunately, the mom and pops, the good people who run those kind of companies, are not the ones calling the shots in D.C. They're not the ones imploding our economy, and they're not the ones, you know, leveraging life for oil and for profit. So, Karen, how can you participate if you work for a mom and pop or if you work for a good company? And then we'll get to the callers.
You should go to work there. You know, we are all about supporting mom and pop. They're the backbone of this country. But if you're working for Monsanto, that's the company that we want to boycott. You know, it's a corporate boycott. All these multinational corporations who have stolen from us for years and who are calling the shots through lobbyists and turning us all into just slaves for them, those are the people who we boycott. If we could get more people to support mom and pops, to start local farming and to start local businesses, to pull our money out of Wall Street and put it into businesses, there are ways to recycle garbage. There are ways that we could create. And, you know, here's where we need Charlie and Dex and all those people who know about stocks and what you need money for. Well, we could use money to see about the water that will run cars instead of gasoline or diesel. It's available, folks. It's being kept from us. Support mom and pop stores.
I have an interesting
and Vinny Eastwood
something to add to that. Actually, you're talking about the water fuel cars. Well, there's an article that I just posted last night on guerrillamedia.co.nz that a police force in America. They have six cars. They have installed these little hydrogen water fuel cells in all of their patrol cars in order to reduce their petrol costs. Right? Now, something Mitch was trying to get out before he was ever so rudely cut off by the Megatron New World Order. Hold on a second. He's written it down here. Oh, yeah. 1,077 crossing the border in California every 24 hours. And the southern border of America in total is 8,000 illegal immigrants per day. Real unemployment in California is now 23%. And the total amount of Americans who have exited the country reported 3 million. But the real number, 80 million. Bill and Melinda Gates just bought property in New Zealand. And my former co-host, Will Ryan from New Zealand 9/11 Truth, actually spotted Bill walking along the beach. Now, so the interesting thing about New Zealand is we've got basically no paparazzi here, and everybody's so respectful. Like, it's not like a Justin Bieber concert where everybody who doesn't have chin hairs or grass on the pitch yet just absolutely creams themselves and swarms all over you like a nest of cockroaches. You know, it's not like that here in New Zealand. Everybody just kind of like leaves you be. And and quite frankly, I wish they wouldn't, because Lady Gaga, Bill Gates, and all of these other assorted New World Order trash, whether they be Princess of the Illuminati or the main financier of the vaccine schedules and in Africa or whatever, I don't care. I say ambush them with a camera and basically make their day a living hell, because they make the world a living hell, so they deserve it. That's called justice.
But you were talking about, you talked about having a camera, yeah. Vinny. You got to get out there and send them over to Wide Awake News so we can watch them. Oh, we'll bust them that way.
Absolutely.
If you go to YouTube.
Absolutely. Hey guys.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Vinny.
I was saying, if you go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/ Mr. News, Guerrilla Media, MR News, GUERILLA Media. That's my YouTube channel, and I've done over 300 videos across my two channels as well. The other one's Eastwood Vincent, where I do two things primarily. Number one is I interview activists and film public meetings and upload them to YouTube so that the public can benefit from their knowledge because they're basically incapable of attending every public meeting anyway. And the second one is, of course, uploading the various scum that I ambush. And You know, what's the interesting thing about New Zealand? We're a very small clique of a society. There's only 4 million people here. And it's so corrupt. And get this. This is great. This was revealed on my show the other day by one of my fabulous activists, incidentally from America as well, comes over here. Vince Seamer said that 61 high court judges in New Zealand, okay, that's the whole country, most of them are first cousins.
Huh. Yeah, they are.
That's not a shocker. I mean, that's not a shocker at all. When we have California city leaders, city fathers, you know, they're voting themselves $800,000-$900,000 a year salaries when they live in a community of less than 100,000 people. You know, corruption in all so-called democracies is running rampant, and that's why we need to shed the democracy and return to a republic. Guys, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to let Stephen on the air. He's been holding the longest. Stephen's from Oregon. Thank you for holding. I appreciate the call. What is your statement or question?
Oh, hey, Charlie. No, you got great guests. I'm going to be very fast. I wish I could be a little, more specific. But one of the things I think that people need to realize is in my statistics, and I think there was a phone call on you, we've got 70 to 75% probably people in the United States on the government trough. And since because that is, it's going to be hard to make change. And I think that's all I had. I'll let you talk from that. I'm not going to give stats. I've searched them all. But I think you're good to your other callers. I just want to get that point out.
Stephen, that's an excellent point, and thank you for holding and give us that information. The fact of the matter is, you know, that large group of people who has been coerced into not going to the streets, they're not in vogue anymore. You know, a lot of people were saying, myself included, at the end of last year, 2011 will be the year that austerity is in vogue. And we see that now. We see this perfect, air quote, perfect tsunami election in this country where we were able to divide, half of the House of half of the Congress. The House of Representatives goes Republican, the so-called red team, and the other half stays blue team. Just so one thing can happen, which is utter gridlock. That way they can let these gimmicks pass and they can implement austerity without having to blame anybody. They can just say, this is the will of the people, it's not my fault, and then we have all these people, including the 45 million people who are on food stamps, the millions of people who are in the 99er column who are just going to be non-persons, kind of like Kenda Arneson down in the Gulf of Mexico, less than a year after this world's worst oil spill, they're non-people. We don't talk about them anymore. So that's going to be one more reason that I think that we will see this massive pushback in this country, hopefully peacefully, hopefully civilly, but it's going to be unrest, and it's going to come this year because we have to pay for the banksters' crimes and sins. You know, this is the agenda that I see going forward in the next 6 to 8 months, year at the max. All right, Radio Crafter has been holding for a long time, too. Guys, we have we're sitting at about 8 minutes left to go on Wide Awake News broadcast. So, I'm going to get the callers in, and then I want to get all the information for Mitch and Vinny and Karen. Everybody knows where your banner is on the front page, but I want to get contact information out to listen to these other guys as well. Radio Crafter, you've been holding. Thank you very much for calling.
Hey, Charlie, and good evening.
How are you?
I'm just great, and I appreciate you having Vinny on. Vinny, thank you for coming on. Karen, thank you for coming on. I wanted to say that, but my question or comment is for Karen, and it goes back to her appearance night before last. Karen, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can, and I appreciate your comments and you being here.
Yes. When you're talking about having a, striking, my suggestion is that you remind people that if they end up having to leave work, to not take that time during as a vacation day, because what ends up happening, of course, they end up getting paid for the day, and the government gets the tax money out of that. So, the real sacrifice is to take a day without pay, so there is no tax money generated, and then let your representatives know, I took a day without pay, because you're spending all my money, and I'm prepared to do it lots more times. And if I'm not working,
well, we're...
you're not collecting.
Right. No, I understand
that. That's really
that.
My point.
Well, thank you. You know, actually, you're right. I mean, the time for freedom to be passed down to us without our individual participation and personal sacrifice has passed. And although, you know, we do have a flu epidemic coming around, don't we? Aren't they ready to give us shots or something? Couldn't we all come down with a bird flu and call in sick that way? That'd send a message. But thank you for calling
Absolutely.
In.
Absolutely. Radio Crafter, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate
That's all
it.
I got.
Thank you.
Thanks, Charlie. I appreciate you and your efforts, and thanks for keeping us wide awake.
All right, man. Thank you. I appreciate the call very much. Vinny, why don't you give us I see you drop your links in the chat room. That's awesome. And I'd also like to get them after the program, and I'll put links up to them to the website as well. You know, go ahead. I'm going to turn the floor over to you. Tell us what you see coming in the next few months, not only there in the UK, but you're obviously a student of the New World Order, what you see coming globally.
Just remember, I'm in New Zealand, not the UK. But close enough.
Pardon me.
It's a colonial, fabulous world that we live in, isn't it?
Right.
And like I always say, if you want to know what's happening in the future, just have a look at what's happening in the past. All right. Now, in very recent history in New Zealand, we're trying to sign a Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is like the NAFTA or GATT equivalent, which is just like the other free trade deals. It's going to destroy our economy! And on the other hand, we also have a thing called a Search and Surveillance Bill, which makes the Patriot Act look like woodland fairy creatures. And also, we have an internet kill switch bill that's now was rammed through. Fabulous thing about the New Zealand House of Parliament is that there's only actually one house. And our Prime Minister, John Key, incidentally, a big derivatives trader for Merrill Lynch, and by trader I mean traitor, and he should be hung, in a very ruthless kind of fashion. You know, I say we return back to the days of the torch and pitchfork. You know, wouldn't that just be fabulous? Go to the government house, take them all out, hang them as traitors. You know, French Revolution style. But of course, hopefully it won't be organized by Freemasons.
Nothing to be about Freemasons.
Well, speaking of Freemasons, incidentally, the largest Freemasonic temple in New Zealand is on Parliament ground. No kidding. It's right next to Parliament. On the same facility. Right? And they love symbolism. So what is the most symbolic thing of actually having your control hub right where the government's control hub is? It's because they own the freaking place. The Prime Minister, John Key, is a 32nd degree Freemason. Our previous mayor of Auckland, John Banks, who I just love, by the way, particularly because whenever you ambush him, and I've done this at least three times to him, he must be getting sick of me by now. he's a 33rd degree Freemason, and the new mayor of Auckland, after a big coup was staged by the government, our local government minister, Rodney Hyde, implemented a chain of changes which amalgamated all the separate independent councils of the Auckland region, which has approximately 1.4 million people, the largest city in New Zealand by far, comprising of $28 million worth of public assets. And guess what the goal is here? And if you have a look at all the policies set out in the Super City legislation as they've passed and rammed through and said, oh no, public can't have any input, even though they said we're going to promise the public some input. It's all Agenda 21, practically copy paste.
Yep.
All right. Now, this is the thing. That's why I love Michael Shaw, and we've had him on my show before as well, because Agenda 21 is now being implemented, but they don't call it Agenda 21. They call it other things, you know. They'll call it the Rosie, we're not going to rip off your country bill, or the...
Well, goodness. Sustainable development.
To
make it sound so nice.
Yeah, I know. It's almost as pleasurable as fellatio. Now, I think that our government is deciding, has decided, or rather has been ordered by the international bankers who control our Treasury Department here to clamp down, and to clamp down hard and fast during the 2011 year, okay? And this is an election year. Now, what happened in New Zealand, very interesting, the Christchurch earthquake, in times of disaster, people really, really turn to their leaders to save them. They turn to their leaders to protect them, okay? And this is what's going to happen. Yeah. This is my prediction. The Prime Minister, John Key, who not only has been implicated in illegal derivatives trading and all of that kind of stuff on the board of the Federal Reserve and Merrill Lynch, oh, what a tiny world we live in, and oh, what a tangled web we weave, but he's also been charged under private prosecution for trying to use public office for private gain, indeed attempting to flush out sensitive commercial material relating to the state asset sales, which he incidentally has shares in. That's the future.
Yeah, absolutely. We're certainly seeing. We're seeing the looting as the empire falls apart, as the consolidation is attempted. We're seeing this last great looting. And Vinny, thanks for letting us know, bringing it home to us, that it's certainly not just here at home, but around the world. I apologize for calling you part of the UK when you are indeed New Zealand, all 4 million strong. Thank you very much, guys, for being on the program tonight. Karen, I'm going to message you right after the show here. If you're listening and you want to continue with the United We Strike effort, go to that their website, unitedwestrike.com. There's a tab right next to the chat room. There's also one on the front page. We'll see you guys over on HRSEC.